What scientists cannot tell us. Scientists seem to have studied just about every aspect of the known universe. Still, there are many important questions they cannot answer. Has science established how the universe and life began? The simple answer is no. Some say that a branch of science known as cosmology can explain the origin of the universe. However, a professor of astronomy at Dartmouth College, Marcelo Glazier, who is agnostic, replies, "We have not explained the origin of the universe at all." Similarly, regarding the origin of life, an article in Science News magazine says, "It may be impossible to nail down how life truly began on Earth. Most geologic records of what actually happened during Earth's earliest days have long disappeared." Those statements suggest that science has not yet answered the question, how did the universe and life begin? But you may wonder, if life on Earth was designed, who is the designer? You may also have asked the following questions. If a wise and loving creator exists, why would he allow his human creatures to suffer? Why would he allow so many conflicting forms of worship? Why would he allow his worshippers to do so many bad things? On its own, science cannot answer those questions. But that does not mean that you cannot find reasonable answers. In fact, many people have found satisfying answers in the Bible. If you would like to see why some scientists who have taken the time to study the Bible say that they believe in a creator, visit jw.org. Search for Viewpoints on the Origin of Life. Science and the Bible convinced them. Georgie N. Coydon, chemist. My work often involves assembling molecules. It is like playing chess. You need to plan several moves in advance. If you leave out one step, the molecule can fall apart. Although my work is complicated, it is simple compared to the thousands of chemical reactions that happen inside living cells to produce complex chemical molecules. That leads me to believe that there must be a great chemist, a creator. When I studied the Bible, I realized that it is not an ordinary book. The Bible was completed almost 2,000 years ago, but I feel that its advice is just as valuable today. What it says about settling disputes in the family, at work, and with neighbors really works. I came to the conclusion that only someone who possesses a superior intelligence can give such trustworthy counsel. Yan Dasu, embryologist. As an embryo develops, all cells must cooperate with one another to transform certain cells into nerves, muscles, bones, blood, and other tissues and ultimately form an individual. The mechanism that regulates the development of an embryo is far beyond our understanding. The way I see it, life must come from an intelligent designer. The growth of an embryo in its mother's womb, as described in the Bible at Psalm 139:15-16, seems to me to be similar to what scientists have discovered in recent decades. How could such an accurate description have been recorded so long ago, unless it was revealed to the writer by the Creator? Watch the video, Rocío Picado Herrero, a chemistry teacher, explains her faith. Search for the video title on jw.org. End of article.